Okay, we continue in the Rambam Hilchas Nazirus Perek Gimel. We're now beginning Halacha Yud Gimel. Let's just get to the place here. Yes, Shimshon. Okay, we talked about a Nazir for a specific amount of days. We spoke about a Nazir La'olam forever. We're going to learn two more different types of Nazirus before we're finished with this chapter. The next one is the Nazirus of Shimshon. We're going to see Shimshon was, before birth, his mother was instructed by an angel to behave in certain ways like a Nazir, and in certain ways not. So it was a very unique, and don't ask me, well, that didn't fit in the rules, doesn't matter, that's what the angel told him, and that was what God wanted, and that's the type of Nazir he was. So Shimshon Yigimel Lohaya Nazir Gomer. He wasn't a complete Nazir. Number one, Share Lo Nadar Ben Nazir. He didn't make the vow to be a Nazir, but rather the angel told his parents he has to be one. Elohim Malach Hifrisho Minatuma. But the Malach separated him from Tuma, as it were. For it told the mother, for example, not the mother shouldn't eat anything that was Tame, so to speak. What was his halacha? How did he have to live his life? Number one, he couldn't drink wine. So that's one of the three aspects of a nazir. He could never take a haircut. That's as opposed to nazir olam, not even once a year. The malach said, never in his life will he take a haircut. That's two. But he may contaminate himself to the death, because how else is he going to kill Philistines? And that was the way, that was his life destiny.
Includes non-Jews, the contamination?
Whatever, yeah.
No, I mean,
regular Nazir.
Yeah. Okay, but anyway, he could be Tommy to Mason. Now, the governor's that, and this ruling, Halacha Mi HaKabbalah, it's Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai, again, and therefore, that was allowed. So that was the unique type of Nazir Shimshon. Therefore, what if somebody one day would like to be a Nazir like Shimshon? Now remember, you can vow whatever you want. You could vow, I'm going to, jump hopscotch every day.
You don't get the mitzvah. Right? Or you don't get
there's something spiritual to not drinking wine, whatever. So let's say the guy says, I want to be a Nazir just like Shimshon was. There'd be nothing to preclude you from that. And certainly you would be a Nazir like that. So what would that mean? You dalit. Lefika, therefore, mi sha'amar hareini nazir kishimshon, I want to be a nazir just like the way Shimshon was a nazir. Hareize nazir, he becomes a nazir. He has to stay away mina taglachas, from haircuts, mina yayin, and from wine liolam forever. And more than that, veina megaleach kol shneima ser chodesh kishar nazir yolam, and he can't even take a haircut every 12 months. Like a regular eternal Nazir, because that's not what a Shimshon Nazir was. Umotzeh tamei meisim, he could come in contact with the dead as Shimshon. However, if he really wasn't so sure what a Shimshon Nazir was, he sounded really interesting, it was, and then he found out it's not exactly what he thought. V'imomer, lo niskavanti, this is different, rather. Lo niskavanti el ish achar Shimshon, I want to be like another guy named Shimshon. He had a friend, guy Shimshon, who, let's say, cut his hair but didn't drink wine.
Not beesh.
Right? Then, ain't a Nazir. He's not a Nazir. It's nothing, because there is no other thing like that. It's either the Nazir like Shimshon, or it's nothing. So he immediately meant to say, I didn't really mean to live anything. It's
if
nothing.
Shimshon accidentally eats a raisin, he would give the same korbanot and all that stuff?
No, it's no korbanot here.
If he ate a raisin?
It's interesting. I don't know if he talks about what happens if he becomes tummy. I don't know. I don't think the Rama mentions what happens if what happened if she. Well, I understand. If he eats
not
a raisin.
Tummy.
Oh, well, maybe you get lashed, I'd imagine. Or you transgressed your
friend.
Accident is different, but you don't bring a korban. You only bring korban if you're tummy. Right? Torah says only when you become tummy bring a korban. I mean, you're not supposed to. Tummy is something you can't control, but the drinking wine, just don't drink wine. Don't cut your hair. If you did, you get lashed.
Probably. So you said you can say you want to be a Nazir like Shimshon only because that exists in Torah. You can't define your own Nazirs.
Listen, you can always give yourself prohibitions. You could say, I make a vow not to drink wine and not to take a haircut.
You could say, I'll do that for one day, but that's not a nazir.
Right.
It work for one day, but it's
that's
not
right,
a nazir.
Right. Okay. Now, umisha nader nazir kin shimshon, someone who makes a vow to be a nazir like shimshon, ena yochol lihishol al nidro. He can't wipe out that naziris. He can't have a chacham take it away. Why? Because shenizira shimshon lo elamaisa. Being a nazir like shimshon was something that was forever, and it could never have been, what do you call it, rescinded. Shimshon couldn't have gone to a chacham one day and say, you know, this is really hard. I don't want to do it anymore, and I'd like to release myself from this.
He was couldn't born into it.
Because he was born into it through the malach. You can't knock that out. So therefore, if you want to be a nazir like Shimshon, by definition, it means you can't knock yourself out.
Even though you weren't born into it.
That's the chiddush. Yeah. And you can't get out. Now, it seems to be a little counterintuitive, because it is, like you're pointing out, it's missing a critical factor. Like if a malach would tell your parents to make you nazir, right, so you couldn't. But now, you know, like, why couldn't we say, well, had you known it really is forever, would you have done it?
There's an interesting footnote that says it's like a goy that becomes a convert as a kid at age 13. He has a choice, right? He has one day to decide. It says that Shimshon had the same thing when he became 13. He could have
opted out
at that time. Hmm. But once he didn't, it's forever.
Okay, so how does that change that you can't be shawl on it here?
Strengthens the question even more, because even Shimshon...
No, so yeah, I'm saying, so why couldn't you say, had I not known? But I don't know. It seems to say you can't get out of it. Now, how about if you make references to being a like of Nazir Shimshon, but you didn't say it straight out? You test fault. Homer, if he says, Hareini Kishimshon, I'm like Shimshon. Or Kiben Manoach, the son of Manoach, who was the father of Shimshon. Kibal Dul, I'm like the husband of Delilah. Kimi Sha'okar Dalsa, I'm like the man who knocked the gates out of Gaza. That's what something Shimshon did. Kimi Sha'nikra Plishtim, I want to be like the guy who got his eyes ploked out by the Plishtim. Right, all of these are expressions. Harei a nazir kenazira Shimshon. He is a nazir like Shimshon because you basically described what it is. Even though maybe other people do it, we don't say, "Oh, he meant Chaim Yankel also got his eyes poked out by this plishim." No, he doesn't mean that. We know you mean Shimshon.
What?
Unless one second. But if he really did mean Shimshon Hirsch from Flatbush, who was like that, you know, then I only wanted to be like, you know, Shimshon Hirsch, you know, that then okay. But if he didn't say, like, really meant anything, we know what you mean, and that's what you are.
You might just say, I want to be strong like Shimshon.
Well, you know.
You have to have all the
again, if he really legitimately can give a proper reinterpretation, then we'll accept it. But generally speaking, we assume that's what you meant, and that's what you're going to get. Now, interesting, many of you may not realize there was another famous Nazir. Is not as famous. It was famous, but not famously known as that. Tezayin. Shmuel HaRamasi. Shmuel the prophet. Nazir Olam Hayah. He was an eternal Nazir. Because his mother, Chana, made a Nazirus with the agreement of the husband. She said, I will give this child to Hashem my whole life, and a razor will never go on his head.
Is she the one that we do Amida from?
Like yes. That's Chana. Good old Chana. So he was a Nazir Olam. He could never take a haircut. Lefikach, therefore, Ha'omer, someone says, Ireni Kishmuel HaRamasi. I should be like Shmuel, who came from Ramah. Or Keben Chana, or like the son of Chana. Keben Elkanah, the son of Elkanah. Kemisha Shisef as Agag by Gilgal, someone who ran through Agag, killed him after the war of the Amalek, and killed him like that. Keitzvelo. Hare ze Nazir Oilam. He is an eternal Nazir. All right? Because he didn't say a specific time. He could have said, I want to be a Nazir like Shmuel for 30 days, but he didn't. He just said, like him. And he was a Nazir Olam. So, I believe, one second, no, I'm sorry. I am Dalit, I'm sorry. So he's forever, and here's the point, though. So being a Nazir Olam, though, is not a Nazir Shimshon. So therefore, he can get a haircut once every 12 months, but he can't come in contact with the dead. So he's a nazir only for that. He's different than Shmuel. Oh, so that's the question they asked. The answer is, he took the blade out before he died. No, a guy doesn't die instantly.
I think in the Torah, he really died.
No. You run him through.
He really kills
no,
him.
No, he do. But it takes a few. Same thing, Shelley, same thing with Pinchas. They asked Shabbos about Pinchas. Even though he wasn't really
a Nazir.
No, he's a Kohen.
So, oh, yeah.
I can be Tommy Mace. So the answer is, he gave it to him, and then he let go of the knife. And he did. The guy doesn't die instantly. It's a few seconds till he dies. So he didn't like keep it in and until he dies. He pulled away. He wasn't dead. So that they do ask that question. No, he just ran him through. Yeah. He ran him through. So the guy doesn't die. That no, that was Pinchas.
No, that's Pinchas.
But Shmuel ran him through. That's all. So okay. he didn't. So again. So not to confuse the nazir.
No,
he didn't cut his stomach.
He didn't eat his stomach. He
yeah. What? How does your English translate the word shishi safe? How does they translate?
He didn't eat his stomach.
Bika. How's the English?
You, yeah. What's
like,
that mean?
No, he was like when you cut a stone, like, you know.
So, yeah, I said
it. But he didn't, he wasn't holding the knife at the time that the soul left. That's the thing they say.
Okay.
So it comes out that Naziris of Shmuel is quite different than the Naziris of Shimshin. Shimshin could never take a haircut. They're both equal, they can't drink wine. They're not equal haircuts. No, Shimshin never, Shmuel once a year, and they both couldn't become Tamei Mace.
And what about the concept of a parent?
Shimshin could become.
He could be Tamei Mace. I'm sorry, Shimshin could be Tamei Mace, but Shmuel could not.
And what about the concept of a parent obligating a child to be a nazir?
I don't think they can do that.
Okay.
You can't do that.
But it's not
worked. That was.
Chana did this.
Well, Shmuel, you know.
He's an exception.
I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe he had a choice again when he was 13.
Again, he had a choice when he was 13. It's okay, maybe he has a choice when he's 13. Could be. But generally, you can't make a guy do that. So that commentary is helpful. All right, now, Yud Zayin is just, again, like funny expressions. Homer, guy says, Harani Nazir, Melo HaBayis, I'm a Nazir as big as a house. Okay, thank you. I'm a Nazir as big as a barrel. I'm a barrel of nazir, you know. So now, what did you mean exactly? Botkina, so we ask him. Imam said, what did you mean when you said that? He says, well, lo haya bedaiti shei a nazir kol yamai. I didn't plan on being a nazir forever. Lo niskavanti, I only meant alahare chasman nazirisman meruba. I wanted it to be a long time because it felt hard for me. So then we go back to the golden rule. Harei's a nazir shloshin yom bevad. He's only a nazir for 30 days. Because as long as he doesn't say the time, if he said, I meant 5 years. Okay, but that's, it just meant a long time. But he didn't say, how much time? So we go with the minimum?
Standard.
30 days. That's it. Okay, Vim Omar, and if he said, Stam Nadarti, I just made a Neder Stam, and I didn't have anything. Whatever the rabbis mean it for me. Well, now, wait a minute, that's a full barrel. So let's take a look what's in the barrel and what it's full of. So it'll be full of monkeys, you know, I mean, full of things. So the rabbi's going to say, well, we probably mean as many things as in the barrel. That's how many 30-day Naziris periods you Ooh. Want. He's saying, I have in mind with the rabbis. You know, I said it's Stam, you know, and the way the rabbis understand it to be, that's what it is. Well, good luck, man. So they look at it, Roin es HaKupa, they look at that barrel, Kilhu Mlei Achar, like it's filled with mustard seeds.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
In a little barrel, via nazir kol yamav. He's a nazir his whole life. One for his whole life. He's a nazir oilam. Now, obviously, if he could say, had I known that that's what the rabbi said I was going to be, he could go to a chacham and reverse it. But if he doesn't, that's what he is. But since he's a nazir for his whole life, yeshu galeach mishnei masar chodesh mishnei chodesh, he can take a haircut once a year. He brings korbanos every year, just like a nazir olam, because that's what he is like. There's a whole discussion. The commenters asked, maybe he meant full of watermelons. And that's not so many. Anyways, there's a whole discussion they have about that. But no, we go with that expression.
It's not the number of days, it's the number of nazirs.
It means a lot. That's all it means.
No, 30-day periods?
Not, no, because it's saying, he's saying it's a nazir olam. He's saying it's a nazir his whole life.
Because it's only mustard seeds.
That's right.
They're saying his number of nazirous periods. No, not many days.
No, they say. Well, as many, one nazirous for as many 30 days times seeds.
Right.
But it's not. We had, remember before, we had, you could do a lot of 30-day Naziris, and you stop every 30 days. That's not what he's saying here. I mean, it's one long one made up of as many Naziris periods as seeds that are there. Okay, Yudches. Haimer Hareini Nazir Kisari Shaman Nazir for as many hairs as I have on my head.
Yes.
O Kafara is like the sand of the earth. O Kachol Hayam. I'm sorry, the sand of the earth. O Kachol Hayam, or the sand of the sea. Hareza Kshamar is just like saying, Hare Nazir Salai, Kaminyan Saroshi, O Kaminyan Afaras, O Kaminyan Cholayom, which is interesting. It's a little bit different here. He says, I'm a Nazir, but here you know he got hair there. And you know each hair is an individual hair. When he said the big barrel, it's like one barrel, and just one big barrel. So we could say, well, you take all the seeds, it becomes one big thing. But here you know this individual hairs on your head. All right, that's the difference of this individual sand, grains over there. So therefore, we do it like as much as Kaminya Cholayom. It means to say, I want to have as many 30-day Nazir periods as each and every one of those granules or hairs. Lefikov, therefore, based on that, means we know from the beginning, he's accepting many different Naziris periods. Yigalech Kol Shoshim, he gets a haircut every 30 days. V'yas Cholimnos Nazir Shnia. And he does a second one, Shloshimim, for another 30 days, V'yagach, V'chein, Ad Shabbat, until he dies, because obviously there are more hairs on your head than 30-day periods for the rest of your life. Obviously. U'b'chol taglachas v'tiglachas she'ena shosa yayim v'lo t'pnam amesim, and in every one of the haircuts, from haircut to haircut, he can't say, oh, I'm in between the zeros, let me just take a swig of wine and be matami mace. No, it's contiguous. In other words, you finished one, you go right into the next one. Don't say, well, I'll go away for a weekend and then I'll start. No, it's one right after the other. If he drinks or gets tummy, even though they get the haircut, Hareza loka, we lash him. So that's obviously, you see what happens over there. You test. So wait a second, a nazir, if I'll eat this bread, I'll become a nazir. Hare nazir mochlener, I'll be a nazir if I eat it. Hare nazir mochlener, if I eat it. He says three expressions like that, one in a row. And then he eats it. He says, Chayv Naziris Kavin Yishrom. He says, Chayv Nazir for as many times as he say, because we see one Nazirus is Chal on another Nazirus. All right?
So he says,
which is not the same as Shvuas. Remember, we say, Ein Shvua Chal on Shvua. If you make an oath upon an oath upon an oath, no, the oath, you already are obliged. Yeah. But Nazirus is a separate unit. Yeah. So you can add one unit onto another unit.
So he says, I'm Nazir if I drink this wine.
So after he drinks the wine, he becomes a nazir. Umoda achas achas kolach shloshim. He counts each one 30 days. Umagaleach b'sokosom. He gets haircut after the 30. Okay, let's continue on to the next chapter. We've got a couple more minutes. All right. So we did from 13 to 19, and now we're going to start one. Okay, Perek Dalet. Ha'imer hareini nazir. The guy says, "I'm a nazir." So. What's the law? It's going to be a partial law now. Hareza megaleach tiglachas tahara. He, after 30 days, has to get a haircut, the haircut of purity. Now, on what day? Here's the point. If you say I'm a nazir, so what does that mean? Stam nazir, 30 days. Today is day one. Any time in the day is day one. There's not 24-hour periods. So, let's say, whatever, September, let's do... what day is 31? October is 31, right? So you say on October 1st, I am a Nazir. So what does that mean? You're Nazir for 30 days. Okay, when does the Nazirus end?
Halloween.
What day in October?
Halloween?
November 30th.
No, it's 30 days. October 30th.
Oh, October 30th.
October 30th. It's 30 days. When does he get the haircut? 31st. The haircut is on day 31. Okay.
Even if you made it at noon and it finishes at noon, you wait till the next day.
Right. In other words, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be 30 times 24, 720 hours. If you start any time in the day, you're a nazir, this is day one, and it's finished at sunset. That's day one. Day two starts at sunset.
So
the day 30, right? So they got to bring the korbanos, everything. So the haircut is day 31. That's the point. He's saying you don't do a haircut on day 30.
Right.
It's got to be 30 complete. And it's not really complete. Remember, day one is not complete ever. But it's
the last day is complete.
The last day is complete. You have to have 30 days complete, you know, including day one. All right? Now I have a
fraction of day one.
That's the lechatchil. We'll see if it's going to change. But what he should do is day 30 is completely done. Okay? And then the next day, day 31, he goes and takes the haircut.
Friday the 30th, and you have it on Sunday?
Well, I guess you can't get a haircut on Shabbos. We'll see it. Maybe Ron will talk about it. Right? Now, that's not the same, for example, Nazir becomes Tamei. When a Nazir becomes Tamei, his whole Naziris falls out, and then he takes a haircut after he loses his Tumah. He has to wait 7 days till the Tumah goes away. He was Tamei Mace. He's Tamei for 7 days. Then he brings the korban for that. This is totally different. You have to wait till your Naziris finishes. So day 30 is finished. You get the haircut on day 31. Tari, Yom Echad Ushloshim. So he has to get the haircut after the 30 days are out. Now that's the way it's lechachila. However, Vim Gilach B'Yom Shlo. But what if he took the haircut on the 30th day? Bidi Eved, Yotze Yer Yotze. Why? Because they have this another golden rule. Mixus Yom Kekula. A part of a day is like a whole day. That's what we rely on for Sfira, right? So the Nazir, Lechachila, we don't want to rely. That's a leniency. We don't want a lenient. We said go the full 30 and then haircut. But if you did it on day 30, we'll be lenient because we're not going to lash you now. We'll say, well, half a day is like a whole day. And we'll say, okay, you did the Naziris as Mixus Yom Kekula. It's a B'dievid. You follow?
You know, when you said about Sfira, we're very machmir. We wait for Sfira. Shiva, not Sfira.
So, Shiva and Sfira.
We wait.
Lag Ba'Omer, you could do it in the morning. Even though it's not a full 33 days.
Also the...
You're not doing 33 full days. You're not doing
counting the sphere.
You count 33 days or 49 days.
49,
I'm talking about haircuts. Haircuts.
Okay, just for haircuts.
So haircuts, we wait till the next morning. That mixes. Well, that's a different halacha. That's a separate halacha because it has to be complete weeks. We're talking about the morning part.
The 10th of
like Shiva.
Yeah, yeah.
You have from Shiva. Same thing. Mixes Yom
Kippur. So can you have the wine before? Sorry. He does the korban.
Well, if he's getting a haircut already, I imagine.
But on the 30th day,
before the haircut,
he brings the korban.
I don't know. We have to wait and see.
We have the wine.
We haven't done it.
I think after you bring the korban,
it's not like the 10th of Av.
I don't know. I'll have to get there.
The 10th of Av, we stop at midday.
It's also mixes you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So in other words, really, you should do the full 30 to do complete clean. But if you did only in the morning, mixes Yom Kekula, right? But this is as opposed to, because we say Stam Nizirus is 30 days. But what if you say the following? You're very specific. I'm a Harani Nazir Shloshim Yom. I am a Nazir for 30 days. Now, why did you say that when just regular Nazir would be Stam 30 days? So then it means you want 30 complete days. When you utter 30 days, you mean complete days? Ain't a Magalek. You can't get a haircut at all. Ela B'Yom Echad Shloshim. Only on day 31. Because since he said 30, it means 30 complete. You don't say half a day. Part of it is the whole day. When you already went out of your way to say 30 days.
But doesn't that work out? Okay. Is that the same thing?
No, because he says, I'm a Nazir, and the rabbis say, Stam Nazir 30 days.
The first day is when he could, the first case was the haircut.
That's Lechat, yeah, but so Lechat Chila, he should do 31. If he's a Stam Nazir, and the rabbis make it 30 days, okay, it's not as strict as if he says 30 days. Because now it means 30 full days. So 30 full days. It has to be 30 full days. Okay, now it gets interesting. Beis. What if the guy, Misha Nazir Shtei Naziris, he says, I want to be a Nazir twice. One after the other. Now we got to be very careful. And when does one end and when does one begin? Okay, so what happens? Well, obviously he has to start number one. He goes 30 days. So Megaleach Aser Rishona. So when does he get the first haircut? The way normal halacha should be, Biomer on the 31st day. Makes sense. So let's say he got the haircut 10 o'clock in the morning on day 31. Okay, when does Naziris 2 begin?
Right away after the haircut.
Okay, Vesashnia, and the second one When's he going to get the haircut? Okay, he's tricky. He's jumping a step. Mm-hmm. He got a haircut, first haircut on day 31, yeah? Now, keeping the same numbers.
61st day,
yeah.
Day 61 or 62 or 60?
61.
61. You're correct. Vesashnia b'yom echad v'shishim, the second one on 61. Why? Because, let's see. On day 31, when he got the haircut at 10 o'clock in the morning, he immediately begins the new series, and that is day one.
Day
31 is now day one.
Right.
So now day 61 will be day 31.
Right.
From one on day 31. If August 31 doubles as one.
Yeah.
And then 31 for that becomes 61, because you had 30 plus the 31 is 61. It's a trick question. But it's just obvious, because the Rambam could have said you just start immediately after you get the haircut, but he's assuming you know that. Now, what happened, though? What if you didn't do that? You were going with the leniencies here. What if the Mgilach es HaRishonim, so what if you decide to get the haircut on the 30th day, which is at Bidiyevit, Mixus Yom Kukula, right? All right, now, when are you going to get when should Lichat Chila, the second haircut, be?
You have to wait till the next day to start it?
No, you're starting that day. Once you got the haircut, you're going to start on day 30. Now, Lichat Chila, you should be waiting 31 days. That'll be day 60, right? Megalech L'Shnia Yom Shishim. But what could you get away B'dievet with?
59.
If you want to get on the short end on both sticks, Vim Gilach Yom Tisha. V'chamishu took a second haircut on day 59. The first one on 30. So on 59, yotz, it's okay. Why? She yom shloshim ololo. The 30th day goes both ways. Af leminyan nazirus shneir. It goes for the first and for the second nazirus. Okay.